The next presenter is Hilary Swant, and she's going to be speaking about family planning provider barriers to family planning services in urban Nigeria. Hilary is an assistant professor at Western Washington University. She also works part-time as a researcher at the Center for Communication Programs at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Hilary?
It's going to be a long one. No, So, my name is Hilary, as our nice moderator said, and I'm presenting on behalf of my colleagues Eileen and Megan at UNC, Fatima in Nigeria, and Akin also in Nigeria. So, a little introduction to this issue. Research has shown that provider restrictions on contraceptive access has been a major barrier to women's access of reproductive health services. And to date, there have been few studies in the urban African context examining restrictions to contraceptive use from the perspective of the providers themselves. So, background on where this project is coming from. I work on the Nigerian Urban Reproductive Health Initiative, which we call NURI. And this project is funded by the Gates Foundation, and it aims to increase contraceptive use in 6 urban areas in Nigeria. The project is a bit larger than NURI itself, so it's also working in 3 other countries. But this part of the this presentation will only focus on the Nigeria aspect of the project. The cities we are working in Nigeria are Abuja, Ibadan, Ilorin, Kaduna, and Zaria. These cities were purposely selected based on their size, as well as their geographic location. In Nigeria, there's a lot of talk about the discrepancy or the differences between those in the north and those in the south. So Zaria is our most northern city, followed by Kaduna. We consider Ibadan our further south city, with Abuja being similar to Ibadan as the capital city, and Ilorin is our central city, so somewhere in between those 2 groups of north and south. At baseline, we collected data from family planning providers to assess their baseline levels of knowledge, training experience, stockouts of commodities, as well as their biases in contraceptive service provision, which is the focus of the presentation today. The data were collected between February and June of 2011 from all types of providers in Nigeria. This includes patent medical vendors. Patent medical vendors in Nigeria are legally allowed to provide over-the-counter contraceptives as well as other goods. So in this study, we included pills, emergency contraception, and condoms for these service providers. We also collected data from pharmacists. They offer the same methods that patent medical vendors offer, as well as injectables. We also surveyed family planning providers at health facilities. The health facilities included hospitals, maternity clinics, child welfare clinics, and primary health centers. At these clinics, we interviewed CHOOS, which stands for Community Health Extension Workers, as well as attendants and aides, nurses, midwives, and nurse midwives, and doctors. At these facilities, the same contraceptive methods are available. In addition, IUD is available. I should mention that implants and sterilization are also available at some of these facilities. However, due to the small sample, they are not included in today's presentation. We collected restriction on contraceptive access from the provider's perspective on 5 indicators. The first is minimum age. The cutoff selected for this indicator was 15. Given the widely recognized window of reproductive age for women between 15 and 49, which leads me to the second indicator of maximum age. So the maximum age was 49, the cutoff was 49. So any age indicated below 49 we counted as a restriction. We also included minimum parity, requiring partner's consent, as well as restrictions based on marital status. So specifically, if the provider would restrict contraceptive to an unmarried woman. So on to the results. We're first going to show you results of provider bias by provider type. So the prevalence of restrictions to clients' access to contraceptives was very similar between PMVs, which is the fastest way to say patent medical vendor, and pharmacists. So I'm only showing the pharmacists here, also because the pharmacists can offer one extra method to the PMVs. So what you will see here is that the highest prevalence on restriction was minimum age. And this ranged from 76 to 84% of our providers across these four methods. Another interesting thing to note from this graph is how low the prevalence of restrictions are for condoms other than minimum age compared to the other three methods. Injectables had the highest prevalence of restrictions when you compared these four methods. And pills and EC were very similar. Across the four methods, minimum parity had the lowest prevalence of restriction. The difference, since I'm not showing the PMV data, I'll just tell you that the difference between them, the two, was very, very small. They're mostly similar, but when they were different, there was typically less restriction among the pharmacists, comparing the pharmacists to the PMVs, except for minimum age restrictions. The second graph is the same data, but for the provider, family planning providers at the health facilities. And it also includes restrictions on IUD. Again, we see that the minimum age restriction has the highest prevalence of restriction among the providers, between 70 and 93%. We've also noticed that in comparison to the PMVs and pharmacists, the maximum age restriction is much higher in prevalence comparing the health facility providers to the pharmacists and the PMVs. The injectable had the highest level of prevalence of restriction, even higher than the IUD, except for minimum age restriction. But the IUD is closely following the injectable in prevalence level. In comparison, the pharmacists and the PMVs to the health facility providers, we see that the health facility providers had much lower prevalence of restriction on EC access compared to the pharmacists and the PMVs, which is quite interesting. So in the pharmacists and the PMV data, the pill and the EC had similar levels of restriction bias, whereas for the health facility providers, the EC is closer to the condom in level of restriction. Now we're going to look at the bias by city. So among the family planning providers, Kaduna and Abuja, the providers in those cities, consistently had the lowest prevalence of minimum age restriction across all method types, followed by Zaria. And this is interesting because, as I pointed out earlier, Zaria is our most northern city, so we'd expect Zaria to have the most conservative attitudes. And Kaduna was our second most northern city. So two of our north cities are in the top three of having the lowest restrictions on minimum age. And Abadan and Loran were often the highest. In this graph, you can see the minimum age restrictions among health facility family planning providers on injectable use. And as I said, Kaduna and Abuja have the lowest restrictions, followed by Zaria. Now we're looking at minimum parity. For minimum parity, Abuja was consistently the lowest, and Zaria and Iloran had the highest prevalence of minimum parity restriction. And you can see that here, that the restriction ranged, prevalence of restriction on parity ranged from 2% to 13% in five cities, and in Zaria was high as 48%. So almost half of the providers were restricting access to emergency contraception based on parity. Now, provider bias by gender. So we actually have very few differences in bias between male and female providers. However, there were a few, as this graph shows. This is the health facility family planning provider restriction on access to emergency contraception based on marital status. And this is a significant difference. And you can see that men have a higher restriction to EC than women do, based on if the woman is married or not. So, in conclusion, we saw that minimum age restrictions are the most significant barrier to contraceptive access in urban Nigeria. Between 70 and 89% of providers across all provider types restrict access based on this criteria. Given the young age structure of Nigeria, thank you, and the reproductive health needs of adolescents, the barriers to contraceptive use based on young age must be addressed. Restrictions on minimum parity were often the least common restriction. The only exception was our most northern city of Zaria. In the more conservative north, providers were more likely to restrict based upon partners' consent and marital status than on age. And one theory for this is it's possibly due to the young age at marriage in the north. So there's more concern about the clients being in a relationship than their actual age, because it doesn't come up as often. We saw differences across cities in restriction level, and we also saw differences between the provider types within city and restriction level, which leads one to believe there might be something happening at the network level between providers in city that can be either damaging or removing restrictions on contraceptive services. And finally, there are more similarities than differences in restriction on services between male and female service providers. Thank you.